And from football, we turn to a lesser-known sport. Our sports brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar, are here to talk about
jousting.
Jousting. I had no idea that was a sport.
Neither did we. For us, jousting was a giant flying ostrich lancing a golden egg in the 1980s video game Joust. When we learned that people are jousting today, we were intrigued. But when we found out that there were disparate factions within the jousting community, we felt compelled to investigate further. So we split up.
Okay, and Jason, which faction did you explore?
Well, I explored the jousting as a sport faction. I visited the compound of James Zopi in Fraser Park, California, to find out how the sport is taught by a jousting master.
Is jousting the new fishing?
Better than that.
Better than fishing, why?
Well, because it's more action.
More action in Fraser Park, California. Where's Fraser Park?
Exactly. Easy, Randy. Madeline, you just take the 5 freeway about 100 miles north of L.A., then you hang a left on a dirt road, and, well, actually, we missed the entrance 3 times. But it doesn't matter, because once we got there, we found out that that place was a jouster's dream. And right away, James showed me around a little bit.
Okay, well, we'll walk over to the weapons rack.
I've always wanted to walk over to a weapons rack. That's great. Just scared me how close to your hand that was.
Oh, that sounds very impressive. So, Randy, what faction of jousting did you seek out?
The theatrical faction. I went to the restaurant Medieval Times. It's a dinner theater where you're served chicken and ribs on a pewter plate with no silverware, and then watch a 2-hour jousting stunt / live-action medieval play.
Wow. And did you have to drive to some remote area?
It's near Anaheim.
So a little more accessible.
In more ways than one. On a Tuesday night, almost 1,000 people showed up, and they were rowdy.
Now I know what it feels like to be on American Idol.
So based on that popularity, it looks like Medieval Times already has a huge advantage.
Not so fast, Madeline. I don't care how many fans are in the seats. Nothing can replace the rush of real jousting competition. Ask me how I know, Madeline.
How do you know, Jason?
That's a great question, Madeline. I know because James Zopi, the founder of the AJA, American Jousting Alliance, put me, a Jew from St. Louis, on a horse, and we got our joust on.
All right, good hit. Good hit, good hit, good hit, good hit.
Madeline, that was the sound of my lance nailing Zopi's shield, and you're not going to find that level of competition at a dinner theater. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, Randy, if Zopi is training your brother for the real thing, how can watching a match, it's not even a real competition, how can that be exciting?
Oh, it was real, Madeline. It was as real as professional wrestling is real.
Ouch. Did not even hit a thing. Our red knight kind of looked at us like, yeah, boy, you don't cut yourself shaving on your forehead. This guy definitely got hit a few times by some of the ring.
And I'm going to bet that he even faked his injuries. But if you want to talk real injuries, Madeline, Zopi trains guys with real lances made of solid wood, not the cheap theatrical ones made to break. And with the real lance comes real injury, like
jousting knuckle.
Jousting knuckle. Jousting, I hate that.
I hate it, too. It comes when the lance slides through your hand and it turns your wrist and it just slides across your knuckle.
Wouldn't it be crazy if jousting knuckle came from playing tennis?
We'd have to think about that one a little bit.
Okay, what about the inclusive pageantry that pervades the experience at Medieval Times? Did this happen to you when you were in Fraser Park, Jay?
Andy Overnaz with the 50th birthday. Jerry and Lee Schultz, Schulte, are on their honeymoon.
See, now that's classy.
Okay, so you two may never see eye to eye on this, but Randy, Jason, are the sport jousters even aware of the theatrical guys?
Oh, yeah. Listen to what Medieval Times jouster Jordan Martin had to say about Renaissance Fair jousters like James Zopi.
We take all those little Ren Fair guys.
Wow.
All of them. All of them.
And they're not all, I mean, you're a tall guy, but I don't know if they're all little.
Little to me.
Wow.
Well, Jason, that sounds like fighting words.
More like jousting words.
So, with this sport going in these two different directions, what does the future hold for jousting?
Madeline, we think that in order to survive, the theatrical faction and sport faction of jousting need to come together. Yeah, they need to capitalize on the enthusiasm and popularity of Medieval Times to raise public awareness about organizations like the AJA. In other words, the folks at Medieval Times and the AJA need to turn their lance points into a PowerPoint presentation and join forces and market the heck out of this sport. We feel that they're one good slogan away from taking a huge bite out of the sport of polo's fan base.
Just stick it.
Just stick it. I like that.
Reach out and joust someone.
Reach out and joust someone. I like that.
All of these things.
And you said jousting people aren't idea men.
I never said that. I never said that. And I actually threw out to James Zopi, joust do it.
And I agreed. Get Nike on board.
So something you two can finally agree on and something that all jousters could agree on. Randy and Jason Sklar, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Our sports brothers Randy and Jason Sklar can be seen regularly on the ESPN classic show Cheap Seats. And to see pictures of Randy and Jason getting their joust on, check out our website, npr.org.